Morning. Our scripture today will be taken from Matthew chapter 5, 13 through 16. If you please find that spot in your Bible and stand with me. We will say our Bible pledge. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. Never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its taste, how can the saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to the whole house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. This is the Word of God. You may be seated. On December 21st, 1981, something happened that made that day kind of fun. It snowed in a small beach town in Florida. Most of the folks there had never experienced that before. Sure, many of them had gone off to the north to see relatives, some west to ski, but a large portion of this little town had never actually been in snow before. I loved watching their reactions. It was great to see the children running around catching snowflakes and screaming and laughing. But children do that with a lot of things. What was delightful was watching the adults, the grown-ups. It's great to watch the grown-ups forget to be grown up for a while. One particular caught my eye. There's a bridge that goes over this bay separating the mainland from the island in this town. The bridge began to get very slick, and cars started sliding backwards. People couldn't get across it. Cars were sideways, and some slid into the grass at the base of the bridge. In every city in the north, when these things like that happened, people get scared, nervous, and mad. They yell at their windows and often call God's name out and add a few other words to it. But today, in this little town where most people had never seen snow, something different happened. It was a new experience. It was fresh. People weren't sure what to do at first. Then a young man got out of his sideways car and looked around at the other befuddled people who couldn't make their way over the bridge. They all stood there for a minute, and the young man reached down and grabbed enough white snow to make a nice, rock-hard, softball-sized snowball. He smiled for a second and then hurled it at a complete stranger who was standing beside his car, wondering how to get home. Missed by a foot, when it splattered against the hood, it showered him in snow pellets. There were 37 cars stalled on or below the bridge there that day, and what happened next was awesome. All 37 drivers got involved in one hilariously gigantic snowball extravaganza.